Just sent me rest periods done again.
Okay. You should finish training.
I did finish. Yeah.
Wow, what a greatly optimized app. Wow, Ari, you were doing your Gambaru method training program.
What a robotic engine opening. Wow.
No, but this is what, week two or three?
This will be week
actually
three.
Week three.
Week three. Mm-hmm. But the last week. Wait, Thursday Thunder.
Yes.
Yeah. This would be week three of following a track training.
Yep.
But 2 weeks of actually training properly, because last week I was really sick all week.
Yes, okay, okay.
So, but I've been tracking my food for 3 weeks.
Ah, how's it going for you?
I don't know, I haven't weighed myself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. No. So I've just been eating to the exact same calorie level every day.
Yep.
If I hit my protein, I don't really care
okay.
what yeah. fills in the rest. And it's just eating whatever I want, really. Yeah.
I feel that's the most sustainable model you can go with.
For me, especially. Regimented like, doesn't work for
you
me.
Hit a protein goal, then whatever else is free reign.
Yeah,
up
I just feel it in. Yeah, it's like this morning I didn't hit enough protein for mm-hmm. breakfast, technically. So I know I can make that up through, like, I'll have a shake soon. Mm-hmm. I just finished training, so yeah. I'll have a shake in a minute.
Yeah, your anabolic window's closing slowly.
I can feel myself wasting away because I haven't had protein.
If you smell the air, you smell the nitrogen, like the muscle positive retention.
I'm out of breath too.
COVID.
No.
Is it still a thing?
I think we're just immediately pulled off YouTube as soon as you started that sentence.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Okay. All gone. All gone. Yeah. All gone, cancelled, done.
I was just saying to you though about like track training.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm fucked. Like, I did 3 exercises and I'm fucked.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like today's lower body and it was just squats,
mm-hmm.
squat variation with no accommodating resistance, so no like bands or anything.
Okay, yeah.
But it could have been hack squat, anything I wanted.
So squat pattern.
Any sort of squat pattern.
Okay.
But I just did back squats and it was 8 reps, 8, like 2 sets of 8, 2 sets of 6, 2 sets of 4.
And so just, 6 working sets?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just built up every set. Mind you, I haven't trained legs in
2018?
Oh, that's generous.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe longer.
Mm.
Like, I've done like 1 leg session.
Yeah.
And it's like, I might have squatted occasionally.
You've done a squat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
So, yeah, I built up to 90 kilos.
Not bad.
Mm. For 2 sets of 4.
Mm.
And I wanted to do 100, but then I was like, I'm going to blow out something.
Yeah. Did you have to fight that urge?
100%.
A little voice.
Well, more, you know, like your every time voice, I train, actually. It's like, especially like if it's back or deadlifts or anything, it's already the urge to like, I get to like 120, 130 and I'm like, well, this feels really good. And I have to resist the urge to just go, fuck it, and max out completely. Because it's every time. Doesn't matter.
I know. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm well aware.
So all today was squat and then superset of seated leg curls with walking lunges and then hanging knee raises.
Oh, okay.
I'm fucked. Dumb.
You're training for performance. You're not training for fatigue now. So there's actually you're training with a purpose rather than training blindly.
It's interesting. It works.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Track training.
I got to admit.
I should put a throwback to what I said like 4 weeks ago, saying fuck tracking and training.
Dude, max out everything.
Max out every session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you have to have a defense online for... You've got to keep changing up your arguments.
Yeah. Imagine if I had an everyday defense for that.
Just oh my God. I feel so defensive. Everyday Defense by Primabolics. It is here.
Yeah.
It is.
This is a cool product.
Yes.
I know we just nearly did the perfect. Actually, that was the perfect segue. That was a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyday Defense is here. Is. So Mickey from Primabolics, they sent me this last week. And last week we were a little bit all over the place with.
Yeah.
We didn't really talk about it. You went to Melbourne. No, you went to Melbourne.
Yeah, I know. I was touching on it last week. Literally the 5-minute video we did last
week.
Yeah,
no, was, just super
I'm
sad
sick.
Day. Yeah.
I'm going to Melbourne.
Do you want to touch on your Melbourne trip?
No. Nah, it's not worth it.
No?
Nah.
Not worth it.
I had a lot of fun with my family.
Yeah.
But people who like Melbourne. Something special in their heads, man.
I like Melbourne, but...
Nah, not a chance. Don't really? Like it. Don't like Melbourne at all.
Interesting.
Mm.
We'll come back to this in 10 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why do you not like Melbourne?
Well, and maybe it was just the environment we were in.
Yeah.
We were in a Airbnb apartment.
Mm. Okay.
Right across the road from Southern Cross train station.
So okay.
Pretty
yeah.
busy. You know,
yeah, 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 yeah.
But the amount of noise day in, day out would drive someone insane. And the fact that, like, when we were there, there was, like, an 800-meter part of tram track,
right?
That they were tearing up using, like, gigantic excavators and
yeah,
drills.
Yeah, yeah.
So it easily, I had a decibel meter on my phone. It was registering 130 to 140 decibels at 8 a.m.
You've got to tell me what that means. I don't know what decibel, like, I know what the sound decibel is.
How loud something is determines the decibel meter.
But what's considered?
A rock concert is 107 to 120.
So you were at a rock concert or above.
140, 150 is like the pound of a jet fucking taking off.
Okay.
So it was, and that was started at 8 a.m. and that would be for the next 9 days. You know, that, but that is just that area. But what I didn't like, I found that a lot of people were walking very, very quick, but also looked like they had no idea where they were going. It was just in and out, serpentine patterns. I'm walking with a pram, so I'm hoping, oh, you know, maybe some people actually, you know, be a bit generous and get out of the way with a guy with a pram. Nah, let's walk right in front of you. Nearly ran over a child and a family. holy crap. Like, I just don't like it. I'm a fast walker. I'm a very quick walker. And the fact
I've seen you walk, actually. Yeah, it's aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. But I walk in a straight line and I usually get out of people's way. Because I make a note of them, like, I'm going to get in everyone's way. Just see what happens. No one gives two flying fucks no matter what you're wearing. They're just like, well, they'll bowl you over.
There is something apparently like that with like cities that are so busy is that everybody's fast paced because, and they don't give a shit about each other.
Yeah. I was getting frustrated while I was over in Japan and Osaka because they were walking too slow. And apparently that's the fastest walking city, like town in Japan is Osaka. My mates were like,
Japanese people, that like the culture there is very polite.
Very, very small steps.
But it's also very, like it's a very polite culture as well.
It is. Though. No, that is very polite.
Yeah. But
Jetstar.
I love how this has opened up a tangent. No.
Okay, so we flew with Rex Airlines, which is like a partner of Delta Airlines.
Well, see, I thought Rex was only like, oh, you're going to, you know, bumfuck middle of nowhere.
No,
Rex.
No. Well, they
like,
do.
Basically, you're getting to the tarmac and there's a guy like spinning a propeller.
Yeah, it's like, welcome, young sir. Yeah. Well, get in. Yeah, fuel the kerosene, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
No, it stands for Regional Expressway. You are correct. Their main planes are those, but they've recently been bought out by Delta Airlines, you know, the big one in America. So now they can afford, like, the, you know, they got like a few Boeing 737s. Big, giant planes.
Yeah.
A plane.
New ones, or older ones?
It's... I don't know. I'm not a mechanic.
When you were on there, like, did it look reasonably new, or was it
looked
like
maybe like 5 to 6 years?
Yeah,
it didn't have like the touch screen in the back.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
It had one of those ones where I had a first class, but not a first class.
Yeah, okay, yeah
that sort of thing.
But
when we're in,
demons.
Yeah. When we're in Melbourne, we were getting like thousands trapped at the airport. I'm like, oh crap, here we go, and get onto it. No, it was only Jetstar.
Oh, so you didn't get it?
No, I was fine. Rex is perfect. They felt that was great.
Yeah.
The workers are great. The pilots are fantastic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everything was great because obviously flying with a, you know, 1-year-old is a little bit difficult.
Yeah, but yeah.
He did his job. It was great.
Mm.
But my God, there was people, like, I got off the plane and there was people trying to get to Kuala Lumpur, right, via Jetstar. And it was completely cancelled. So the entire international terminal was backed up all the way outside.
With pissed off people.
It was one Jetstar flight.
Nah.
People, I'm sorry, like, this is the thing, but if we all just stop using Jetstar, it'll go away.
Well, see, I didn't think Jetstar was the biggest. Is Tiger still a thing?
No, Tiger died.
Did it?
Yes, oh, Tiger was assimilated by Jetstar, I think.
Oh, see, so Jetstar is Tiger.
Something like that. I don't know, okay. But it's...
That's going to be the YouTube title. It's Fuck Tiger.
Jetstar.
Yeah. Oh, no. Fuck Jetstar. Sorry, yeah. Fuck Tiger.
No. Jetstar didn't go away.
Yeah.
Just go away.
It's funny because that's what I always thought. I thought Tiger was still around because I haven't flown in years.
We saw one called Bonza.
Okay.
Bonza Airlines.
If we go into airlines, because I just recently booked all my stuff for America, like all the internal flights.
Yeah.
You know the amount of weird name flights they've got in America too?
No, but I'm curious. I know I saw one.
I can't remember all of them, but there's like some that you're like, what the fuck is that? And it's like, it's just like internal American
flights.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of different flights is, again, while we're back over in Japan, they have like regional flights from town to town. It's usually cheaper than a train.
Can I just interrupt?
Yes.
We did the best segue ever for this program. I know. And now we're on planes.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. Don't worry, they're fine.
Yeah. Sorry, Japan flights.
They had a flight called Peach Airlines.
Fucking best name ever.
All their planes were pink.
See, I would have loved it if they just like actually put like a little like ass on the plane or something. Yeah. Like, it's just two round bits on the back of the plane. Yeah.
That's where the flotation devices come out. I'm going
to Photoshop look at ass it's on like, the plane now.
It doesn't have inflatable rafts. It's got like zorbs at the back where it just drops everyone off.
It just little balls come out the back end of the plane.
All the kids have their own little zorb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
No, American Airlines though.
Yeah, well, see, I don't know anything about American Airlines, and I'm going with an American to America, and she was going through all the different things, and one, the amount of them was obscure, but then the amount that she's like, don't ever get on my plane. Like, you just don't go with them. And it's like, why? It was like, oh, because they'll basically abuse you. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
See, me being like, sort of interested.
Yeah, like, but it's like, that's what I was like curious about. And she's like, literally, like, there's like hundreds of videos of some of these like flight attendants fighting people. I'm like, what? And she showed me a few. And there's like people getting headlocked off planes by like people. And I'm like, what happened with that one? I'm like, man, yeah, I don't know.
If I paid extra for like, you know, you walk into an airline, you know, let's go, it's cool. Like, we'll get you there, airlines.
BDSM airlines. And it's just you getting beaten the fuck out of the whole flight.
Captain walks out.
Once your seatbelt's on, it's just you're getting whipped the whole time. No, 45 minutes to Melbourne.
There's an extra belt. So there's like the cool attendant, the seat belt, the extra belt.
Yeah.
It's like, oops, I accidentally called over the attendant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Good times.
Instead of the oxygen mask, like handles coming, the strap in.
It's just the ball gag falls out.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're doing the safety announcement, it's like, you pull this up, and then you can pull on this and blow. Righto, this has been a great episode, everyone. Everyday hell, everyday defense.
I think I need some to defend myself about the thoughts. Everyday we just
defense
up.
Is going to help you from everyone going at you for no reason.
Oh, all right. Well, let's talk about it because it is a new one that they sent us. So when did we last film? 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So 2 weeks ago, Mickey called me and he told me they were bringing out this product. It's a full capsulated, obviously capsule product, but it's a capsulated organ liver defense product.
Yeah, let's call it like a filtration system cleanse.
I like that.
There you go.
That's what they should put on the front of the bottle.
With just a picture of a plumber. Let's go.
Yeah. You sound like Mario.
He's a plumber.
Yeah, got me there. Right. Have you seen
I haven't seen the new movie yet.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's dumb, but it's good. But everyday defense. So it's a full, essentially a defender for your liver organs, not really digestive system, but all the internal organs.
Yeah, liver, kidney, antioxidative stress, all that stuff.
So it's designed to stack with your general sort of general health sort of supplements. Great to stack with our other product, Everyday Health.
Yes.
But it's a different product to the Everyday Health. The Everyday Health is your digestive, fiber, brain, multivitamin.
Yeah, it's
all round general health sort of supplement. This one is pretty much your, like I said, organ defense.
I actually have an analogy.
Go.
Everyday Health is like putting on a jumper. Okay.
Yep.
Everyday Defense is like getting buttons and, you know, fixing up where the sweater is ripped.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like this covers what you're
zipping
don't get.
Up your hoodie.
Yeah, or just like, oh no, I've got a little scratch, a little tear. I'll just, you know,
sew
it up and there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
This covers everything you wouldn't get during a diet unless you're specifically asking or looking for those essential vitamins and minerals that are going to help with obviously your liver cleanse and your kidney function, as well as the oxidative stress from everyday life. Let's throw in the other lifestyle variables. Let's say if you like drink or you have a night lifestyle, you like that sort of thing.
Yep.
Might be highly beneficial for yourself. Not for yourself. Well,
who would you say this product is really targeted towards? Like, is there a certain, because I think we both kind of know that it's targeted to like those sort of people.
Yeah.
Anybody that has a heavy sort of lifestyle in that sort of sense. But Even performance athletes.
Yes, that would be the one. That would be the people I would say this is definitely targeted more towards, just to get that little extra help and assistance in eliminating, you know, chemicals from your system.
Yeah, yeah.
This can also be due to just like performance enhancing drugs, smoking, drinking, all of the above. I just feel it's going to be very, very beneficial to people who want to take that extra line of defense, if you will, to help the body's natural processes be a bit more efficient than they could be if you didn't have it.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's a good way of putting it. And even, like, I find these products are quite good for, even I'm actually considering I'll probably take a bottle with me while I go overseas because it won't be quite as much training there. I'll be drinking a little bit more, enjoying a bit of food and everything as well. So I'm like, it'll be something that I think it's good for, even if you're not necessarily using, say, performance enhancing substances throughout the year, if you're finding there's a period where, all right, I might have a little bit more of a looser lifestyle in terms of diet or anything like that, it's a good thing to chuck in for those sort of periods if you find that you just want that extra option of protection, or at least something to help with filtering any of those sort of chemicals or toxins that you might get in through those foods or drinks. So it's a good one to chuck in, like Adrian said, if you're a enhanced athlete or anything like that, probably a good one to chuck in year round. If you're not, good for anyone looking for an extra sort of general health sort of supplement.
Yeah.
So they'll be coming in sometime in the next few weeks when I do an order. I'll probably be looking at doing an order with the guys next week. Yep. But it's in stock now with them. So you've slowly started seeing it come onto the shelves and everything. And once it's back in, we'll probably do a full breakdown of maybe even a couple of like the specifics. Like there's a high-dose Tudka in there.
Okay.
And we've talked about it, I think, months ago, but it might be a good one to touch on completely.
Yeah, we'll go through it more in detail.
But keep an eye out for that. That'll be coming in the next few weeks.
Yeah, hopefully. Realistic time frames are an important thing this day and age.
Do we touch on that?
We have to. I mean, people have asked. You've got.
I don't know what's happening with the hoodies.
Yeah. There you go. That's it. It's all done. That's all the public need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Timelines, we talked about this. We talked about this in a previous video. I just wish people would give you timelines that are true.
Yep.
Or at least if they don't have an accurate timeline, say, hey, I'm sorry, I don't know the exact date, but we're working on it. Or then tell me exactly where they're at.
Yeah.
Just don't lie.
Yeah.
But hoodies, we'll keep updating. Because I've been asked a lot, specifically, like, to me personally, in both in the shop and on my Instagram. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I wish I had an answer. As soon as they're in, I'll put a post up because, there's a lot of people wanting them. Which actually, that kind of makes me happy that people are following up on it, but it's also super frustrating because I have to keep telling them no.
Yeah.
So any day, keep an eye on our socials. We'll pop it up straight away.
Yeah.
And also to any gym members watching this, keep an eye on the gym page. We'll do a little post and maybe even a separate video in the next coming days. I might even get you to film one, just put it on the story.
Yeah.
About an event we've got coming up specific for all the gym members.
Yeah.
Or even if you don't want to wait for that, have a chat with Adrian behind the counter. We've got a big thing coming up, just a celebration for another year of Aim the Gym. Oh, that was better.
That was a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For quick context, if anybody's made to this, we filmed a whole video where I went off the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
It was bad. It might still make a couple of reels.
Patreon.
Imagine if we had a Patreon.
Patreon. Yeah. Upload these raw, man. Patreon. Seriously.
I'll keep the other video aside.
Discuss it.
Yeah. But there might be a reel from the other video. You never know. But if not, it's there.
Okay.
All right. That was a lot better. But
a lot better.
Yeah. Feel good.
Yeah.
All right. I want to go eat.
Bye bye.
Thanks for another week. We don't have a catchphrase. So you've been saying see you on the internet.
I see you on the internet. The other fucking internet.